Okay. Because the dreaded holiday season is amongst us. Happy Black Friday.
Why the fuck do they call it Black Friday again?
Okay, it's a long story. I love that
debate. I love the debate.
It's a long story about being, about businesses being in the black, and that's a good thing. So, for once, niggas got black as something good.
Oh.
For once. Other than that, ain't got shit to do with niggas at all. It's got all to do with money, and that's why I hate this time of year, because I'll get into it in a few. I will, but I got a song. And that song made me happy, and it makes me think of today.
Okay.
Icy, juicy, Vicky, Bianca, Bachmann, c'est la folie. Gaïa, t'es tout beau, quand t'as pas capté, on va trouver. Dis-moi qui nous peut la collaber, t'es solide, on a le flow, l'esthétique, l'attitude, le combo est un poli.
Je suis la baronne, j'ai crié ton daron, j'ai kiffé ta daronne, bitch. Tu l'attrapes maman, donc t'es mon fils. Numéro 1, t'es numéro 10. Trop d'infos dans ma tête, on est 10. Crois pas qu'on est pisse, j'ai cramé ton fils. Bitch, bitch, bitch. Mon dieu, je suis condamné à mourir riche.
Ici, si ça a drip, ça flex. De Brésil à Paris.
T'as la rage comme mon ex.
Ici, si ça a drip, ça flex.
De Paris à Libreville.
Ici, on compte les stress.
Hey y'all, welcome to the Ratchet Motherfucking Aunties. I am your TT Camille J.
And I'm Aaron, but my mic won't work.
And that is your TT Aaron. And that's how you know we're going to talk some good shit, because we start.
Thought we'd be right back.
Why is it still recording? Oh my God.
Oh, there we go. Oh, shit.
Whoa!
Okay. Do you think it saved?
I don't know. Welcome to the Ratchet Aunties podcast.
I'm your TT Camille J.
And I'm your TT Aaron. Supper.
Hey y'all.
So I just wanted to record, right? And everything was trying to when you own and can program said product. You can always fix it and do it again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that little ditty.
That was that was confirmation that I need to go ahead and just download that app where you can learn how to speak other languages. Because I've always wanted to fluently speak another language.
Mm. They always say it's never too late to learn. So
I'm going for it.
Try it. I've tried on and off with Duolingo. This is not an ad. I just have moments in my life where I am personally too busy.
Right, yeah.
Like to use my phone. So that's kind of a problem when you kind of need the app to like learn with you and shit. Like, that's if true. That's your book, I left my book.
I can't find
it. Why your book on the table? Well, because I was on the site and you can't have no books there.
That's what I heard.
That's what they told me. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
So yeah. I said happy Black Friday instead of saying happy holidays to y'all because I dislike this time of year. And I'm going to give y'all a couple reasons why. And let's start with food because this is the last thing that you and I were talking about.
Right.
Number one, it is the only time of year where everybody eats the same thing at the same time on the same weekend. And you know how problematic that is to go into a grocery store and everybody who normally spends the entire year in multiple different aisles.
Yeah.
You know, dispersed, yeah. if you will, mm-hmm. eating random things, you know?
Yeah.
Staying in multiple aisles. But no, not during the holidays. The holidays means everybody's in three aisles.
Uh-huh.
At the same time.
Yep. And mind you, the fruit and vegetable section is usually very unscathed. Y'all don't see a problem with that? Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let me tell y'all which parts of town you live in. Grocery store left.
Oh, that's also true.
Because... like, say, if you black, they ain't going to have no turkeys. Okay, turkeys are going to go away. And then, in the hood, they going to start selling turkeys or giving away turkeys at churches.
At the churches, right.
Because they bought them all. And that's why ain't no turkeys.
Yeah.
But either way.
I never thought about that. But
how'd you get the turkeys? To give away.
Like, whole time.
How did you get the turkey to give away?
But my thing is, too, is like...
did you make the turkeys?
But they be off-brand. How you have off-brand turkeys? Like, I don't know.
They wanted that Butterball. And you giving them Butterbean. They don't want that.
Or it looked like some Amish family is on the front of the bag.
Amish turkey, though. If it was an Amish turkey, I'm hey,
you know, hold on. Now that you say that, wait a minute, because they bake goods is off the chain. So, okay, I'm
they
sorry.
They know how to build and bake and farm.
I stricken that from the record. My bad. That's
I'm
my
all
bad.
Right. Shouts out to all the Amish folks.
Hell yeah.
If y'all got a radio, ooh. Heaven's yeah. Ooh, how you
shots
listening to me?
Fired.
Any of my sound effects now. Either way. You know it was a badoomch there. Yeah.
It's implied. It's implied.
I really hope this saves. That's what I want for everyone to know. The fact that there's a video proof.
Right?
Is the only reason why I hope this saves.
And it'll be hilarious because if because it's usually the other way around. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm genuinely amused by all of this. Like, you know what? If it is, guess who can upload using Anchor? We can upload a video to our podcast and you can listen and watch. Come on.
Oh, same damn time.
Same time. Same time. Are you ready for it? Shit. Okay, so yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that all of y'all chose. But if you in the South, y'all eating the same type of foods too. Like, y'all either still boiling in the bag, so y'all still ain't got no crawfish or no shrimp or no corn or potatoes or catfish, because y'all fry.
And oh, my boil. God.
So y'all boil and fry. So y'all probably ain't got none of the seafood left. I get it. Spaghetti noodles.
No, ain't no fettuccines, no angel hairs. Ain't no angel hairs left. The angel hairs is gone.
Not the angel.
The angel hairs.
What the fuck are y'all using angel hair pasta for during this time of year?
Girl, I don't
What are y'all making? There's nothing. There is no pasta that is missing besides elbow macaroni during this time of year, you either going to get the green box or you're going to end up with the blue or the white box.
Whole time.
I hope it works out for you.
Yeah, but
I feel like we should switch some shit up, though. It's a holiday, right?
Hell yeah.
Everybody like macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But why it's got to be macaroni noodles?
What are you proposing?
I'm proposing that we do it with a rotini noodle.
Oh.
This is why. This is why. Because them bitches going to be there, right? And they hold all, like, the cheese and goodness and shit.
Oh, they do.
Like, I feel like y'all should try it. I don't know. Throw it out there. That's a good idea.
My auntie used to make hers with spaghetti noodles. It was so good.
Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, spaghetti noodles.
Spaghetti noodle and cheese.
Yeah. That shit was fire. That was the first time I was introduced, I think, to Velveeta cheese.
Hold on.
She just put a little bit. It wasn't a lot. She put the mozza, a little bit of mozzarella. She put some cheddar, some sharp cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
She do a little bit of the Velveeta. She fuck around and put some of that on. Was it Monterey Jack or something? Something. Girl, okay, she had
I'm
like
still
eight different.
With you up until the Velveeta. No.
I know, because I felt the same way.
Out of all the cheese.
The real cheese. No. I know, it's crazy.
Also, not to shade Velveeta, but Velveeta is like our, it should be the children's after school, like, you learn how to make, you know what I mean, mac and cheese.
Yeah, this is your first meal.
It shouldn't even be Kraft.
You just gotta laugh in life, you know? I mean,
shaking my head.
It said it was full. I don't get it.
This said it ain't writing. I don't know why. I don't know what that means. Because how are you not writing? I don't know. We'll be back. Hold on. Okay. Oh, well, all right. Thanks. Finally. Okay, cool.
All right, let me go change the battery.
No, fuck that. Okay. All right. So now that we're back. And I can sit back comfy. Okay, so now that we're back.
Oh, shit.
She done tried to convince me of some Velveeta cheese. Or it was delicious with all the other cheeses.
Yeah.
I'm judging Velveeta as a cheese company.
I mean, because if you ever tried to, like, eat it by itself, like, if you just put it on your finger.
Yeah, why?
It's so salty.
It's not real. It's
like that squash cheese from the Wizard.
Okay, first off,
Cheese Whiz.
I begged my mama for the Cheese Whiz can, right?
Okay.
And you know that shit was expensive.
Yeah.
Because in general, for them niggas to make a shaving can cheese to drive us kids wild, okay? We wanted to have the canned cheese that we go, right?
Ew.
And y'all know how much of a charcuterie fan I am. I wanted Cheese Whiz. And my mother finally got it one day, right? We were in Cub Foods. And they finally gave my mother the coupon for her to get me two Cheese Whizzes for $4. Oh. Or $5. It was two Cheese Whizzes for $5. I was like, Mom, thank you. I love you. Okay? I put it on a Ritz cracker. Well, first, I went to squeeze it or whatever. It didn't work. And then I had to learn how to use a spray paint can. You know what I mean? Like, it's just certain things that this is all wrong. One, I never liked aerosol cans also. Hated it. Hated that. Hated Ready Whip. Hated all that.
I loved it.
Hated it. But let me tell you why I hated it. Because I couldn't get the finger fucking thing to point in the direction that it's supposed to go without it being like. So I was like, fuck this shit. It's all default cans. Mom, never get me this shit again. I'll take spreadable cheese, please.
Her trigger finger is tricky, y'all.
It was excited. It didn't like it. It didn't ever had a little arrow thing in the right direction. Mine was always a defaulted can.
I blamed the company. I said, never again. I will take my port wine cheese, and I will never drink port wine again. Thanks a lot, y'all.
Hey.
Fucking y'all. Okay. It's y'all. TikTok. The internets. My family and friends. Y'all. Because I would have never indulged. Jeez, like I do during the holiday, because that's the thing that makes me happy while all of y'all in my way going to the stores that I love to get people shit that they don't want. I just wanted some spreadable goddamn cheese to put on my goddamn charcuterie board. Leading me to, okay, number two of why I hate the holidays. Why the fuck are y'all buying people shit still that they don't even want? This is about you.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop putting the guy. It's because you felt like you wanted to get them something, okay? So much so that you're not even thinking about what they would want. You're thinking about what you want to give them. Why wait till the holiday to do this then? If you wanted to give me some random ass shit that I didn't want no way, why wait? Just give it to me because it's a Tuesday.
Because you saw it. Nobody told me what day to give it to you, so I have to wait until I'm told.
I hate it. Y'all in the way. Y'all in the way, and y'all making these stores like package shit together. That it's like, come on, y'all. It did not need a box set for this.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted socks, and y'all didn't put them. Y'all didn't spend good money on this packaging.
Yeah.
Good money. Yeah, the rest of the world don't know it's good money, but I know good money on some of these elaborate-ass boxes tags that these regular-ass socks. Oh, watch. Purse, watch, scarf combo.
Yeah.
I hate it because y'all all in the way. I hate it.
I just don't have nothing to say because I'm just like anti-holidays altogether now because y'all be stressing y'allself out about affording shit and who the fuck cares because why are you stressing yourself out about it? I don't get it.
Why wait until the end of the year to be stressed about some shit you wasn't stressed about at the beginning of the year?
Ooh.
Why is y'all doing this to each? Why? Again, hold on. This is about your kid, right?
Wait a minute.
Give them what they want when you have the funds to get it. Don't make them wait.
No, but that's
to the end of the year. That's stupid shit.
But that's when they remember is at the end of the year.
Okay, nah.
Because, you know, people love to have excuses. Well, you know, I can't remember because, you know, I work on things, you know, that they have to do after school and I have to rip and run and do that. I still don't know what rip and run mean. And then I got to do all this other shit.
Ripping and running is the moving around, heeing and hawing.
Yes. Yes. It's the action.
It's the action to heeing and hawing.
Who makes the shit up, man?
And then it's quieter than hooting and hollering.
True. Because then that's... But yeah, y'all, it don't make sense. But but you said something that actually... It lit a light bulb in my head. And I said, hey, I'm going to go to the light. So, I don't know what's wrong with me, y'all. I think I need a snack. So... You said, how come you're not stressed out about something that you weren't stressed out about at the beginning of the year?
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting how December is the last month of the year, and the last month and the first month of the year, you share the same type of stress, so you keep going in this circle? But I don't think y'all are understanding that, because it is, when they call it the circle of life, that like they're not lying, because you're literally just,
it's all a circle.
Yeah. So literally the way that you began your year is the way that you ended your year.
But what happened to when the ball dropped? It's a
because now I'm stressed out because I spent all my money in December. So now when January comes, it's like, oh, fuck, I got to pay rent, or I got to pay my mortgage, or I got to pay this car note, or I got to pay my tuition.
It's the first of the month.
Man, yeah, that shit don't stop, y'all. So guess what? When somebody was like, Camille, you doing Christmas shopping this year? I said, I am. What you getting everybody? The love. What love that I'm about to give? Well, don't you give that every day? Sure do. They were confused. So you're not buying anything? For why? You want me to spend some money I don't have? So I can give somebody a gift that they probably are ungrateful for in the first place. It doesn't really matter what the gift is. They're going to be like, I ain't want this in the first place.
Because they don't want it. Because you don't want it either. The fuck? You don't want it.
It just don't make sense.
You don't want it. People like, that's mostly what the getting gifts thing looks like.
Yeah.
It comes from somebody getting you something that you wanted. That's what that feels like. Like, oh my God. I never knew I needed this, but oh my God, like,
right?
Or I didn't think this was possible. I could get it. Oh my God. If it's just a fucking tie that y'all be giving dads on Father's Day.
Oh man.
If it's a golf ball on Father's Day, like.
A set of golfs?
That's different. Like if somebody gave me a golf club, I'm selling that bitch, but that's neither here nor there.
What?
That's an expensive-ass sport. You know how much that golf club costs?
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty expensive.
Fuck no. Yeah. I am selling that
per iron.
Nigga, that whore will be out of my hands. What are we talking about?
It's above me now.
It is above me. I gave up the ghost. I gave it up. Yeah, no, it has to be, for me, I'm really picky on things that I like anyway. I'd rather just get what I want because I know I'm weirder than what the shit that people would think that I want is not what I want. So yeah. That's why I'd be like, oh, never mind. I'll just get it. No, never mind. I'll just get it. Because it's what people perceive of you as what they get you.
Yes.
As opposed to just asking someone like what they want. Or
what? That means like,
everybody doesn't like surprises.
Everybody likes surprises, especially if you get something that you want. What you mean?
Nigga, remember seeing that girl get surprised with that, what was it? It was a candy ring. And she, like, threw her drink at old boy. Ooh. Who proposed to her.
Yeah.
And so that's what I mean by surprises, though, because you can't just surprise somebody. It's something she wanted, but you can't surprise nobody because... what the fuck? That ain't what I wanted.
Yeah.
And then you gonna do that. But then the whole time I was looking at his pocket, because his pocket had a fucking ring box like shape on his pocket. So you're an asshole, man.
Oh my God. But most women are the assholes, though. Like, we, hey, y'all, I ain't gonna lie. Like, we be assholing, though. We be.
Damn it.
Like, old girl who, after 10 years in the car riding down the street.
It got so dark, so fast.
It did.
She was like, so you just gonna do this in the car? Like, she was real. She was real like, no, like, you got me fucked up. And he put her on live, which also isn't.
That's not the best
idea,
okay?
It's also super toxic. That you would either it doesn't sound one from the conversation of how this proposal even happened didn't sound like you were on live when you asked her to marry you,
right?
So it seemed like y'all was in the car on the way back to the crib and you go, man, we should just get married is what that sounded like. And she probably was like, boy, shut the fuck up. And he probably was like, I'm serious. And from that, and she was like, no, you need to fucking ask me properly.
Right.
From that to let me get on the internet and put gasoline on the argument.
Yeah.
And involve everybody and their mama who is not you, but also is from your page. So it's going to be on your side because it's from your perspective.
Yeah.
So then you put this out there and that's only going to ignite her more. So now it's fuck that. No, we broken up. To wait, you for real? Well, then I help you back. Get
the whole time, everybody thinks that she's the asshole. And I think that's hilarious.
She is, but, you know, so was he. And he liked it at some point. So let's not act like she just got the... Mm. It didn't happen with this one situation. Don't nobody just snap out like that who ain't already like that.
That's true. Some people do like to break up just to make up. Ew. That is ew.
Break up to make up. That's all we do.
Sorry, I was all off key.
It's all right. I'll let it slide.
Okay.
I'll let it slide because I'm not sure if this is going to record. I don't know. I'm winging it.
Oh, shit.
I didn't want to say much. I just really want to come on here and say that.
Yeah.
Really need to figure it the fuck out because the holiday is just another set of months and days that you have to complete because it's the end of the year. Like, the months on the calendar, they give you days, and you don't give a fuck about Columbus Day, so why the fuck should you give a fuck about Thanksgiving?
Whole time. The entire time.
Just saying. You know, y'all just want the day off, but y'all already got multiple days off, so stop making it about what... It's just not. It's not worth it.
And if you don't have it, please don't try to find other ways to get it just for you still not to have it.
Don't take nobody's shit.
Man, because people... Everybody's out here struggling, man. Everybody.
So much so. So stop stealing other people's shit. I get it. I get the whole, yeah, steal from the rich. But nigga, I'm trying to be rich. So don't steal from me.
Don't steal. Right. Just don't fucking steal. What the fuck?
Don't steal from me.
Yeah. Oh, because.
Steal from corporations.
That
they
part.
They already got it.
That part. Okay. Because they already contribute to the penitentiaries. So, yeah.
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 Feel good about it. I got my holiday grievances out. Yeah. I hope, you know, whatever y'all do for the rest of, I guess, this year, isn't detrimental to, like, your actual health or whether. I know these times can be stressful and seasonal depression is real. So stay alert.
Yeah, and don't swipe your card. When in doubt, okay?
Nigga, I don't know how Alibaba is charging me 38 cents today. I just looked on my bank account, and it was like, Alibaba took out 38 cents, and I was like, how the fuck did Alibaba get my card? I'm not even signed into them.
What the fuck?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so be vigilant, y'all.
Y'all gotta watch it. I'm canceling shit.
Whole time.
Ugh. Okay, let me see. What else do I got? I ain't got shit. You got shit?
I ain't got shit either. All
right, well, let's see if this shit play. If not, nope. I'll see you in a second. Well, yeah, that's that piece.
And there's that.
We'll be back. We'll be right back.
Meow.
Meow. Meow. I don't know. It's still recording. I don't know. I don't know if it's recording or not.